This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hey, y'all, if the Grinch ever attempts to steal your Christmas, just call Ty Bollinger. The Grinch will run and hide because Ty's that big. Ty, my buddy, time to go outside the box.
RSV, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, well, we were talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Apparently, people are very offended now. Next generation can't handle some of the things that happened in the Rudolph story. I'm thinking the Grinch, that's not going to cut the mustard. And we're just going to have to do some charitable works on our own.
What's going on with Rudolph? Why can't the next generation handle Rudolph?
Super Don, what was it in Rudolph that really set them off in the Twitter land? Because I still, obviously, I missed the whole point of it because I'm like, come on, get over it. It's not that big a deal. It's just Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
They're just picking apart like you know the things that happened in the movie. You know, like the only reason why Rudolph was even like accepted was because he was able to provide a service that they could exploit with his red nose, but he was rejected otherwise. You know, you had unloved toys, you had abuse, it's just kind of funny to look at it from that kind of a perspective and go, I can see how somebody could interpret it that way.
But people want to hide kids from the realities of the world. It's not all just beautiful and you know, everybody's nice to one another. We got to teach our kids that, hey, you know, there's a world out there. You've got to be cautious walking through it. Of course, we walk through it with love and faith and all those things we talk about here. But I don't want to hide my kids from this. They need to know it before they learn it the hard way when they get out there.
Well, I agree, but this society, this generation is so politically correct. You can't do anything anymore. You can't say anything without offending somebody. And that's the travesty of the entire thing, is that people are so ready to be offended that you can't really say anything anymore. Yeah, I mean, I guess probably Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, maybe people that are sensitive to American Indians would not want him to say red nose because they don't want the Redskins to be the name of the football team anymore. Even though I talked to a good friend, Dr. Michael Farley, about this years ago, and he's like, the American Indians, you know, we're not offended at people calling us Redskins.
Yeah.
It's people that aren't. That are offended. It's just people are looking for things to be offended about. So I guess we're going to be offended about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer now. It's insane.
I think we ought to call Jeff Foxworthy and see if the rednecks are feeling offended too about the red-nosed reindeer. They got red noses too, don't they? Rednecks, red noses. But
rednecks, red noses. Yeah, you know you're a redneck if you mow your yard and you find a car. And you know what? That is so true. I've driven by places here because I live out in Tennessee with a bunch of rednecks. Uh-huh. I've driven by yards where you could swear there might be a car hidden in that yard. They haven't mowed in so long.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, those funny jokes of Foxworthy are rooted in reality. That's always the thing. And the best humor is. And I just read somewhere like a former writer from Saturday Night Live. I think he's of Asian descent, Indian or Pakistani descent. I'm not sure. He was at Columbia or one of those egghead research universities, liberal arts, and they threw him out. They invited him to speak, and then halfway through it, they said, "No, we're offended by your jokes." You just can't even make jokes. I think even Jerry Seinfeld, who some might find him funny, some might not, said, "You know what? I won't even go on a college campus because you can't make jokes anymore. As you, to your point, Super Don, the sensitivity is so hyper, and not in a good way. And again, I acknowledge the damage to vaccines that may be contributing to it, but, you know, to some degree or a great degree, the emotional sensitivity to anything that might offend somebody, how would we ever survive, you know, when we get out into the world and see reality? These kids are not going to be prepared.
Well, and the reality of it is this really exists in like a little bubble in the universities, because once they leave the university, suddenly, you know, they run into people that don't put up with that crap, right?
Yeah, well, they should.
But in the environment, in the little world of the university, that is where this stuff exists. And, the media loves these stories because they're crazy, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it does make for good, I guess, fodder discussion. But let's briefly, if you don't mind, TMB, the truth about cancer, the big gala. Now, were you able to sell out, or is still a few more copies of some of the things? You had some deep discounts over the Black Friday, Cyber Monday stuff around Thanksgiving. And I know there's a 12 days of Christmas event going on, ongoing, like every day there's some cool new thing. I think I saw today the Synergy Sauna was available at a discount.
Yeah. What we're trying to do is just give people a really good chance through the 12 days to buy the products that are life-saving, that we stand behind at good discount. So yeah, today is the Synergy Sauna, and you mentioned the gala or the live event, right? Mm-hmm. In Orlando, we put that up a few days ago. We've got a lot of inventory that's excess that we're trying to unload and give people a great deal at it. And so yeah, a lot of people are buying, but we do have more copies available.
Okay, excellent. So pay attention to that. We've shared some of the links as well in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, as far as the annual gala, I mean, I was, you know, the first one I was blown away. I'm blown away every time because, despite a lot of things that go on behind the scenes and all the hard work, it's just amazing. You still find a way to give back to some of these great charities that are actually supporting real research or supporting real healing for those with cancer and other issues.
Well, that's what we've tried to do since the first. Since we started it, because it really is a mission for us, number one. And, we're doing it again this year. We're giving to seven different charities, actually. We're giving to two charities that are related to pet cancer and pet research, and one of them is Jeffrey Smith Pets and GMOs charity. The other is the AVHMF, the American Veterinary Holistic Medical Foundation, I think is what it is, which is Dr. Rick Palmquist out of L.A. And then we got five cancer charities for humans. So we got actually seven different charities that we're giving to this year, which will be tomorrow night. So we're really excited to be able to give back. And it's why we do what we do. I mean, it's not so we can just, you know, keep all the money for ourselves and not give back. This is a big part of the reason that we do what we do.
Yes, and I know you honor folks that have done good work within the realm of empowering people to heal, which I'm sure you've picked out some very worthy people this year as well.
We have. We have. As a matter of fact, our good friend Michael Terrell with Whole Tones is being honored.
Nice.
For his achievements in musical frequencies that are healing. And then we're also honoring Frank Cousineau and Lorraine, and I can't remember Lorraine's last name, but she's there with the Cancer Control Society out of San Diego and L.A.
They've been at it for like 40 years now or more.
Lorraine Rosenthal. It just slipped me. But, they've been doing this for 40 years. They were like the pioneers back in the early 70s that first started bringing awareness to the Mexican cancer clinics down there. So we're honoring them as well.
Nice. Very nice. Well, that'll be fun to connect once again. And I don't know if you, I think I sent you a picture, but I got to hang out with our buddy Casey Krejci this weekend. It was a nice bonus because I was at the Soho Expo for Health Foods Groups, and I had toured the booths I wanted to see. And that Saturday he called me, said, "Hey, come on, let's get together." I'm like, "Thank you, Casey." So I went over, we got to watch some college football and enjoy unplugging like we like to do from time to time. Doesn't happen every day.
Casey is awesome. I just talked to him. He and Monica and Josh and Grace just got here.
Awesome.
And they're coming to the gala, of course. And then Grace will actually be performing. She's going to be singing for us.
Hey, let me put in a plug for Josh, too, the little one. He's got an amazing piano piece that I heard him play. I didn't want him to stop. So if there is a few extra minutes, you've got to get him on the piano, too. I'm just saying.
You know what? The Krejci family, whether it's Josh or Sarah or Grace or Kyle or Austin, any of the five kids, they have ridiculous amounts of talent. I think they stole the talent from about another three or four, maybe five different families and pulled it all into theirs.
Well, and they got Johnny adopted from France as well in the group. But, yeah, they're amazing, and I'm just so looking forward to seeing them and everybody. So we're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
And folks, I'm sure we'll get some good pictures up there for everybody to see if you're not able to make it. So that's coming up. Also, you did earlier in the year reveal that the Truth About Cancer live event is coming back to Anaheim in the year 2019.
Yes. October 2019, we will be back. In the words of Arnold, I'll be back.
Yes.
Well, we will be back. And it's next year, Anaheim, October, at the Anaheim Hilton Convention Center.
Yeah. So, again, folks in the Southern California region have been starving for events like this since the Health Freedom Expo kind of held back for a few years, and now they're only in Chicago until they grow again. So we also have our buddy Dr. Batar, who won't be at the event because I think he's out and about traveling. This particular one, he's also doing something in Pasadena, an event. I know he wants you to speak. It's going to be hard for you as busy as you are, but I'll plan to be there just in case.
Yeah, you know, he actually invited Charlene and I to speak together, and we would have loved to, but it's actually the same weekend that Bryce has his high school, homeschool, World Series.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah, no, you can't miss that. The kids, you can't miss that. That's a big event. Well, listen, we've got some things to discuss here, and we've only got about a minute before the break, but we could start a discussion of something we've talked about over the years. You wrote an article about the sugar cancer link. You know, why is that not just a mainstay of everybody knows that? I mean, it's still something that people go, really? I had no idea. I mean, you go to an oncologist, they'll give you some Ensure with extra corn syrup.
Well, that's the thing that's so bizarre, Robert. Not only will they give you some Ensure with extra corn syrup, they'll give you pieces of candy with high fructose corn syrup or just straight sugar. They'll give you anything you want to eat, but they'll tell you don't eat too many antioxidants while you're on chemo because it'll screw up the chemo. You can eat all the crap you want. You can eat all the ice cream and sugar, but don't eat anything healthy because it might screw up the chemo. If that doesn't show you that there's something really, really wrong with this whole system of treating cancer with chemo and not worrying about the diet, then nothing will.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, this is the insane asylum in which we sometimes live, or we have to, spotlight talk about to help people see through it. And there are new listeners, there are new people discovering the truth about cancer all the time, every day. So we don't assume everybody knows this. That's why we'll review some stories that you may, our longtime listeners certainly probably, well, they're definitely aware of. We're going to talk about chemo brain. We got a question on lung cancer coming up. Also, Alzheimer's. Is the cure or the cause antibiotics? Ponder that. And if you want to check out the stories before we get there, go to robertscottbell.com right now. And we'll be back with more Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's test that expiration dating with Chai Bollinger as we are asked the question of the day that kind of goes back a few years, and let's go for it now.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, TMB, this question is coming from someone named Chua, C-H-U-A. We have to guess if it's a male or a female. I have no earthly idea. The name Chua is unique to me. And, I like it when people let us know because we don't want to improperly call them Mr. when they're Mrs. or vice versa. But here, hi there. I just found out that one of my cell group members' father was diagnosed with lung cancer and only has days or weeks to live. Now, of course, these are the doctors saying that, so I don't know. We don't know. Would you recommend colloidal silver to be nebulized for him as his last attempt for survival? If so, at what dosage of frequency? 3 times daily? This reminds me, TMB, now, when you were interviewing me for the truth about cancer, I think one of the snippets or clips that had played, I think I talked about silver as an oncolytic agent that can be nebulized into the lungs, or was it at the live event? I'm not sure.
No, that was at one of the, I think that was at the interview that I did with you at Casey Krejci's house about 3 years ago. And you did mention nebulizing sovereign silver into the lungs for lung cancer. So that'd be the first thing I would look at.
Yeah, and it's hard when somebody says you have days or weeks to live. I don't like when doctors do that. I mean, it's like they're pretending, they're acting like they're gods or whatever. I don't know if they've said that to the actual patient. But, obviously, I've never said that silver is the only thing to cure cancer, so I don't want anybody to misconstrue that statement. And I think I even said it in the interview. The idea is to utilize all things that we have at our access,
And, of course, we have to repair and rebuild connective tissue integrity. We have to detoxify the body of all the poisons. But there would be no harm in taking the hydrosol form, a 5 mL teaspoon dose, 3, 4, 5 times a day to help. But, of course, there are other things. In fact, our book, Ty, Unlock the Power to Heal, page 101, chapter, Good Lovin' for Your Lungs. Not only is it in there, but we talk about other herbs and medicinals and even homeopathics for the lungs.
Yeah, we cover a lot of the stuff in Unlock the Power to Heal. But, yeah, and you're right. We're not claiming that colloidal silver is a cure for anything, or sovereign silver is a cure for anything. But at the same time, it is something that you might do that would allow your body to then start healing itself. That's the
yes.
way that we can word it to where it's legal.
And to going back to what you were talking about in the first segment, how doctors say, don't eat anything good, don't eat, don't take antioxidants, right? The only thing that would protect your healthy cells, right? Now, the reason that they can do chemo and have in their minds a reasonable expectation that you might survive it, that might be unreasonable, is that they know that your cells have an onboard antioxidant defense mechanism, so there's some level of protection where the rapidly dividing cancer cells have lost the capacity to defend against oxidative stress. And the ions of silver carry an electrical charge. They create a dangerous situation for anything that can't defend against it. Now, your healthy cells can. Cancer cells cannot. Bacteria cannot. Viruses cannot. Fungal species cannot. So this is why you take selenium and antioxidants to protect your healthy cells. It's not going to protect the cancer cells.
Well, that's the thing, is that any solution to cancer needs to be something that's selectively toxic. So whether it's selenium, whether it is our oncolytic viruses, like Rigvir that we learned about in Riga, Latvia, whether it is ozone therapy, whatever it is, we need to look for solutions that do not harm our normal cells but only go for the cancer cells. And that's where the typical treatments today fall flat, is that they do shrink tumors, but they also kill the rest of your cells, which are
right.
crucial to you staying alive, like your immune system.
Yes. And in the case of silver, you mentioned ozone, oxygen therapies. They're a risk by overdoing anything, as we know, but the risks are much less than they are with chemo, by far. It's not even a close contest. But silver and oxygen have a great affinity for one another. That's why they're adjunctive therapies, in terms of you can use them in alignment side by side or one after the other. They can facilitate each other's, what we say, efficiency or efficacy. So it's a good question, Chua. Again, we're not trying to oversell or undersell anything. I don't sell silver. Ty Bollinger doesn't sell silver, but we can talk freely about what we know of the medical literature and our clinical, and particularly my clinical experience in working with physicians on this very subject of cancer, whether it be in the lungs or elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't sell silver, but I do have a few pieces of silver. I put them under my mattress. I'd like to have more.
Yes, why not? And we can actually throw it in our glass of water. It'll never go bad. Or milk. It'll hold it longer as well. Anyway, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. TMB, RSB, together again. Super D, making it sound good. We got Eric on the board. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links up to truthaboutcancer.com and many other places that will bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
USA Radio News.
An emotional eulogy for a former president from a former president.
Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever.
So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have.
George H.W. Bush will lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston until 6 a.m. local time tomorrow morning. Ohio senators are ticked off that GM is deciding to open a plant down in Mexico as opposed to keeping one open in their state. GM CEO Mary Barra was on Capitol Hill today defending her actions.
It's incredibly difficult to make these types of decisions, so our focus is on the GM team members that are impacted, making sure they understand all of their opportunities, and then also looking at what are the retraining opportunities as well.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, if you do survive chemotherapy, you'll be happy to know that you will age faster than your peer group. Significantly. It ages you. If it doesn't outright kill you, it gets you closer to the grave. That's chemo for you, and that's the Monopoly medicine treatment for cancer. Homie, don't play that game here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Neither does TMB, Ty Bollinger, Truth About Cancer. Are you back? Are you have to pick up our friend from Latvia? That's right.
Rigalev, you know, I'm back. Who would say something that crazy about
what?
It ages you faster and there's chemo brain? Who's the buffoon that wrote that article?
Hold on, this guy, T-Y. How do you pronounce T-Y? That's kind of the weirdest name I've ever heard.
Oh, sorry, that was me? Okay. Oh, yeah, I wrote that article. I forgot about that.
Oh, yes, and, yes.
The reality is that research is showing that chemo and radiation cause a decrease in cognitive function. You know, they result in mental fog. There's a study that was published in the journal Cancer that looked at 94 women with breast cancer and showed that they had significant damage to their DNA, especially telomeres. And telomeres are what regulate the aging process. So, yes, chemo and radiation actually cause you to age faster.
Mm. You said, and you quoted, this is from the journal Cancer, evaluation, 94 women. Last three, they evaluated the women, significant damage to their DNA, especially, as you said, telomeres. So, you know, when we think about DNA damage, some people would always say that, don't your genes cause cancer? No, I think doctors cause cancer. You know, this is the thing. They are acknowledged as the third leading cause of death, but I believe the first because they cause number one and two, cardiovascular disease and cancer. And those are neck and neck for number one. So for me, you know, outside of the doctors that you know, for instance, you feature on Truth About Cancer, we talk about and talk with here, including our buddy Dr. Bitar, you know, there's an ignorant population of medical professionals that have a scientific or medical degree, and they are not using the sense God gave them. You know, they've been put on with pharmaceutical horse blinders. Again, going back to Flexner Report of 1910, I mean, what other explanation is there? I mean, they're not stupid people. They're capable of learning, but they're also capable of being very programmed.
Well, they are very programmed. Did you see it's a Facebook video that's gone viral. It's a former nurse that retired and came out and is speaking, I think it looks like, to Congress about the danger of the flu vaccine and why she never got the flu vaccine and why she and all the nurses knew that it caused the flu and just the farce that these vaccines are. So,
yes.
Did you see the video?
Yeah, and did you see that Reggie Bush, remember the NFL player, Heisman Trophy winner, I think he was as well? He commented on it and shared it and then asked questions about it. He didn't come out and say it's bad, it's wrong, it's right. He says, what do you guys think? And then YouTube banned that video that was in a public forum at the ACIP meeting and said it would violate the YouTube standards.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not shocked. But every time I hear this, it's like, what, are we living in communist China? You can't question vaccines or you get banned off of social media? That's insane.
Well, especially if you have some level of legitimacy like a retired nurse. You know, it's one thing when they let you as a mom or a dad and they're like, oh, yeah, it's just another mom or dad saying whatever. But if they have credentials, it's like, oh, wait, that might have an intimidation or a factor of maybe swaying somebody because they were in the industry. They're a doctor. They're a nurse. Those are the people they have to desperately censor more than anybody.
Well, they do. And, you look at somebody like that in that video, it was a former nurse coming out. That does lend a little bit of credibility to the situation. If people look at it and say, wow, if a registered nurse is saying this or if a medical doctor is saying this,
right,
maybe we should at least question them. But that's the problem. That's why you so oftentimes call this a religion, because you can't question it. You can't say, should we study these more? Should we look at vaccines and see if there's something we can do to make them safer? Should we analyze the combination of the synergistic negative effects? You can't question it. Otherwise, you'll get banned from social media. That is complete suppression of the First Amendment.
What do you think, Ariana?
Yes.
Okay, she agrees. Ari agrees.
I agree with Ariana's got a good point. I agree with her.
Yeah, well, that was it. That was a very, very wise thing to say. Thank you, Ari. What are you doing here? I'm doing a live radio show.
Can't I say hi to my dad when I'm ready?
Yes, you can, but from a distance and quietly when I'm on the air. Right. And especially, I can't chew gum on air. That's not fair. Get out of here with your gum. I brought her back some stevia gum from the trade show.
Love it. Love it. Well, tell Ari that we'll miss her.
Ty says he'll miss you. But I know he knows, but do good on your work, and then maybe you can come next time. No, I wouldn't let you go. It's true. All right. Out of my studio. This is the danger of having kids, Ty, you know.
Get out. Out of my studio. In the belly.
Get out my belly. Not in my belly. Get out my belly. All right. All right. Yes, this is the teenage years. Here we go. All right. So we got the chemo brain story we just covered, which is an excellent article about that. And another reason why we want you to have fully informed consent before you, you know, are rushed into chemo. How many times do you hear the story of, oh, my gosh, they rushed me, but I didn't do it. And I went and got a second opinion. It turns out I didn't even have cancer. So, folks, don't believe them when they tell you you're going to die in 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years or that you even have cancer. You might not. And, in fact, the cancer is likely not to kill you, but the treatment for it if you rush right into it, because they make big money the faster they get you hooked into chemo.
You know, they do, and that's the sad thing is that there's, you know, the kickbacks for chemo. They rush you into treatment. A lot of times doctors rush into treatment because they really don't know how to treat it. And so they've been told that if they diagnose someone with cancer, the best thing they need to do is to get them into treatment quick. I mean, I don't think a lot of times they have necessarily bad intentions. Sometimes they do, but it ends up, it doesn't matter if they have bad intentions or not. If they, you know, whether they have good intentions or bad intentions and they rush you into chemo, it's going to destroy your immune system.
It's going to be bad anyway. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing about the whole rush. They don't even want to give you time to pray about it, right? Much less consult anybody else or ask questions or even think quietly about it, because they realize people will step back and start going, wait a second, let me weigh this out. You're telling me that if I don't do this now, will that? No. So the idea of thinking and discussing, engaging the intellectual capacity of anybody with or consulting with other family members or other doctors is something that is going to result in a lot less profit for these those who have invested heavily in the chemo for everything.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing that's so different about here compared to other countries, especially Asia, is that in Asia, the treatment decision is a family decision. And the doctors that we interviewed when we were in Asia, to a T, they said this is a family decision. We get the family in, and we go over the pros, the cons of the treatment. And whenever they, you know, the patient decides on what they want to do, it's always a family decision, because if your family doesn't support you, then you're not going to succeed at your treatment. It does not matter if it's chemo, radiation, or if it's a natural treatment. If you don't have any support and you don't believe it's going to work and you're fighting against the grain, it won't work. That's something that we heard across the board. So it's really important that no matter what treatment you decide, that you believe in it, your family supports you, and you go at it as hard as you can, because that mental aspect, that emotional aspect, that belief is the intangible. It's like the X factor that we really can't even measure at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to some other lunacy within the modern medical mafia, as you've called it in your book. And it relates to antibiotics. I call them chemotherapy as well, chemotherapy light, perhaps. And, you know, this is a thing where they look at it and go, well, we're running out of room for the use of them because they don't work so much anymore. But, hey, let's start testing this stuff on other diseases. Somebody said, hey, we checked out this antibiotic called minocycline on roundworms that had a buildup of something like amyloid beta, the plaque that they say associated with Alzheimer's. And they say, hey, look, we killed this thing, and it looked like there was less beta amyloid plaque. But is that really the cause of Alzheimer's? Are we really to believe now that an antibiotic deficiency disease or even an infection is the true cause of it, rather than part of the terrain destruction that begins and precipitates a worse scenario with every bit of heavy metal that is injected, ingested, or put into the teeth of people long before they ever manifest neurological degradation diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, Robert, because everyone's looking at the amyloid bead plaque and they're like, okay, is that the cause of Alzheimer's? Maybe the antibiotics could reduce that. But isn't it sort of the same as when we look at, say, cholesterol being the cause of heart disease? Cholesterol is the culprit. We have all these statin drugs to lower cholesterol. But is that really the cause, or is that a result? And, of course, this is a rhetorical question, because I know you know the answer. We wrote about it on Lock the Power to Heal. Of a high sugar diet that causes lesions in the endothelium that then are then, you know, repaired by the cholesterol, but the cholesterol is not the cause. Could this be the same situation that we have with Alzheimer's, where the amyloid B plaque is a result of something else, say heavy metal toxicity?
Right.
But instead of trying to get rid of the heavy metals, we say, well, let's see if we can take antibiotics to reduce the amyloid plaque.
Yeah. No, you said it well. And the thing is, has anybody investigated, is the amyloid plaque there as a protector, early phases that becomes calcified, for instance, just like the plaque within the arteries? And by not, focusing on mercury, aluminum, other things, and the subsequent deficiencies of selenium, of chromium, silica. Silica is so critical for brain and neurological. Essential fats, even saturated fats, are beneficial for the brain and the nervous system. They look at here and go, hey, let's use an antibiotic for this. Now, granted, you might see a temporary improvement if there is a contributing factor with gut-brain connections. But what is the long-term cost? You know, do you stay on the antibiotic for life? And if so, that can kill you.
It's like this, Robert. Brianna's been having an issue in her, I just thought of this literally like within the last 10 seconds. Brianna's been having an issue with her tires in her car. Her tires keep going flat. She's been having to pump them up every 2 or 3 days. So I said, honey, there's got to be something that's causing these tires to go flat, and it may not be a puncture in the tire. Maybe it's something else. Take it in the discount tire, the same one that you took your van in when you came to see us, actually, the same discount tire.
Yeah.
And let's see what's causing the tires to go flat. Well, she takes it in, and it turns out there's not a problem with her tires. There's a problem with the actual metal that the tires attach to. And because of the type of metal that they use, it corrodes quickly. And when it corrodes, it causes gaps that cause the air to leak out.
Look at that.
You can either get a new tire, or you can fix the metal. And so right now in the United States, we don't fix the tire. I mean, we don't fix the metal. We just...
Replace the tire or patch it, even if it doesn't need it. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. We're going to wrap it up after this with Ty Bollinger.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I am looking forward to the great times and memories we will create together this weekend at Ty Bollinger and the Truth About Cancer, the whole family, Charlene and the kids and everybody coming to see you. Looking forward to Casey Krejci. I don't know all who all's coming, so I guess I'll be a little bit surprised. I know who typically will, but it'll be fun. It's just like a really wonderful reunion and maybe warm us up, get us excited for the TTAC event 2019 in Anaheim, California in October.
Yeah, it's a warm-up. You know, it's something, Robert, that everyone looks forward to each year because even though we're all on this, you know, mission together and we all want health freedom and, you know, the choice in medicine, the right to choose, it's not very often that there's a big get-together of all of the people, not all the people, but a lot of the people that are in this movement. And so each year our gala gives us a small opportunity, but then the live event, you know, we're going to have 40 to 50 speakers and 2,000 plus people. It is the get-together, man. It's like the Grammys, but it's with health. So it's just a great opportunity to get all these people together that are sometimes kind of disconnected because we all live all over the country and don't get a chance to get together too often.
That's right. And we get together, we get to have a laugh, sing a song, all of that fun stuff we do. And I'm glad that we can also be laughed at. Apparently Leslie is laughing at us at our car discussion because she's got a mechanic that she's married to. And so is Ronnie. So, yes, laugh it up, fuzzballs. We don't mind. We love laughter. So,
you know what? That's fine. Laugh away, because I'm not a mechanic. I have no clue about cars, so I'm probably using all the wrong terminology. But let's just say that some sort of the metal thingy that rubs up against some sort of the rubber thingy is leaky.
Right? I just, you know, we covered the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer outrage. And let's see, there's a quote here. Somebody from Barry's Conspiracy World sent in a reply to our post on Twitter. We at the HuffPost are appalled that both Rudolph and the little gay dentist were not lovingly encouraged to seek gender reassignment surgery. Man, I think they're taking it out of context.
I think so, too. I heard that Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, actually identifies as a polar bear. So I think we have to call him Rudolph the Red-Nosed Polar Bear now, because even though he is a reindeer, he identifies as a polar bear. So I guess he's a polar bear now.
All right. I cannot top that. I don't know what to do. Super Don, do we even bother bringing up that Trump's core supporters are dying young, according to this claim? I mean, do I even dare bring that up?
Well, it kind of goes along with the insanity, I think. We can draw a parallel there. But, yeah, there's a great story. The CDC, you know, every year they come out with a report on the mortality rates and stuff from the previous year. Mm-hmm. And they just came out with the report for 2017. And if you read the report itself, which I did, some takeaways, the mortality rate overall has dropped from 78.7 years to 78.6 years. They're blaming a lot of that on things like drug overdoses and suicides, which seem to have gone up. But it's interesting because the Washington Examiner decided to try and draw some kind of correlation between the mortality rate going up and Trump supporters.
Okay.
And what the conclusion they came to is they're saying, this is the headline, Trump's core supporters are dying younger.
Well, I mean, who do they say are Trump's core supporters? Are they talking about blue-collar workers?
They say that in the report, white rural males saw a drop in life expectancy. And they're saying that that is the demographic that helped deliver Trump's victory in 2016.
Wait.
So
what about
you look at that and you go, so what are they implying exactly, right?
Yeah.
Are they saying that that if you voted for Trump,
you're going to die younger? No. You know what? They forget the wives of those men. They voted for Trump, too, just so you know. And, of course,
well, look, they went even as far as to point out the fact that the Republican counties have a higher death rate than the Democratic voting counties. So it's almost like if you're a Republican and you vote for Trump, you're going to die.
Yeah, no, I think, go ahead, Ty.
I'll tell you the real reason. It's because people that can actually defend a candidate that deleted 30,000 emails drive people to commit suicide. That's why.
It is a little crazy inducing when you see people bending over backwards to say, well, Hillary would have been better. Sorry, I don't buy it. Anyway, folks, we are getting ready for the TTAC Annual Gala. We'll get you some great pictures and stories to tell you about when we get back from the event. In the meantime, we got great Jonathan Ebord coming up tomorrow to go Sacred Fire of Liberty. TMB, tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
Remember that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. It's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.